This is the Live Life Happy Podcast with Andrea Seidel, your go-to podcast for all things books and happiness. Join me, your book doula and avid reader, as we dive into the powerful world of books. We're all about self-health, positive psychology, and books on well-being. We just love how authors can teach us so much wisdom so that we can cultivate our own happiness. Each episode, you'll gain bite-sized actionable nuggets and captivating insights. Get ready for your download so you can live life happy. Let's get learning. Hey there, Andrea Seidel here. I hope you're doing amazing. Okay, so I'm so excited. I know I say that all the time, but I'm actually really, 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 really excited because so many people reached out to me and they're like, Andrea, what happened to all the nuggets of wisdom and your reading of books and then providing the summaries? And we miss it. And so I am going to go back to it because I was, yes, of course, still reading, because you know me, I absolutely love books and I believe books change lives. And I usually read 3 to 5 books a week. And I, you know what, I thought what people needed more help with, like certain things like publishing their books or writing their books and things like that. And so I was doing episodes on helping people bring their books to life, because let's face it, books are little nuggets of wisdom and have the power to change lives. And then I went off on that kind of tangent, and only to realize, oh my gosh, people actually miss the old concept of the Live Life Happy podcast. So without further ado, we are going into a book highlight today. And my plan is to keep doing this for you, because if you love books as much as I do, and we love those actionable nuggets inside the books, then you are going to want to keep listening, subscribe. I promise you, I will go back to making sure that I highlight books, that I speed read them, suck out the actionable nuggets, and share them with you here on the podcast in as fast as I can, 20 minutes or less, so that you can take the learning and apply it to your life. Because let's face it, that's why people write books, right? Because they want to have impact on people's lives, and they do. Okay, but I know sometimes it's hard to get your hands on the book and to actually read from cover to cover. So this is a wonderful way to just introduce you to the book's concepts. And then, of course, I always say, purchase the book, support the author. If you find something really intriguing, if you want to delve into it, because let's face it, this is only like a 20-minute summary or a 20-minute suck out of what resonated with me. There might be other things that resonate with you. So yes, yes, yes. And so, of course, this is all on YouTube as well. I have a YouTube channel. It's Live Life Happy Andrea Seidel on YouTube. I also have Live Life Happy podcast with Andrea Seidel. So whatever medium you're listening or watching this on, I would love for you to join us. The other thing is, because of this book that I'm highlighting today, it is so good. I am also going to start doing guided meditations, because I'm obsessed with guided meditations and the mindfulness of it. And I am going to start doing meditations. And this is why I'm extra excited. I'm going to start doing guided meditations on the concepts that we learn inside all these books. Oh my gosh. So these authors put so much love and energy and education and training and knowledge and experience into their books. So my goal is to suck out as much goodness and juice from what these amazing authors have brought to the world for us. So that is what this episode is about. This is what this podcast is about, taking those wonderful nuggets of wisdom, the common threads throughout the entire books, and just providing you with that amazing summary and a little bit of an overview, and also just a complete endorsement for these books to really encourage you to purchase the book and support the author. But then also, one step further, on YouTube, I will be doing guided meditations relating to the content and the subject of what we learn within these books, so that we can kind of integrate the learning, because books have the power to impact our lives, but we want to apply that knowledge. We want to apply and internalize and kind of digest the content and the information. So that's my goal. And you know what? Secretly, it's for me, because I love those actionable golden nuggets within these books that I read, that it kind of, when we do a guided meditation, gives you an opportunity to kind of digest that content. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump into this episode. I am so excited, because the book that I highlighted is called 3 Deep Breaths Finding Power and Purpose in a Stressed Out World by Thomas Crum. Okay, so doesn't the world seem to be really stressed? Don't we feel like we often will, that's part of our world, is that we're like basically exposed to stress. We are, you know, have so many demands on us that we might feel at times overwhelming. Could it be, I ask you, could it be how three simple breaths could hold the key to unlocking so much power in our lives and actually help us in our hectic lives? And the answer is a resounding yes. So, Three Deep Breaths, such a good book by Thomas Crum. He really does offer us this amazing new perspective, not necessarily new, but a very simplistic perspective on managing stress. And it can help us in so many ways in our fast-paced lives. So here are some of the summaries and the key takeaways. So he does introduce this simple yet super powerful concept and this approach to navigating stress and chaos in our daily lives. It could be such a simple principle. And he was inspired by Aikido, which is a Japanese martial arts that's focused on harmony and flow. And so he emphasizes that there is so much importance in mindfulness and self-awareness, as well as making intentional action. So this book outlines this three-step process for handling stress. And the three steps are pause, think, and act. And by taking these three deep breaths, so taking these three deep breaths when we're in a stressful situation or in a chaos or just any moment throughout our day, that individuals, we can actually find a space for a little more clarity, a space for a little more focus, and also to take purposeful action. So he really does teach us in this book, Three Deep Breaths, that we can incorporate this practice into our daily routines, and it can actually lead to greater resilience, more productivity, and fulfillment. So let's talk a little bit about that. So he talks about this concept of pause. In his book, Three Deep Breaths, he talks about the three deep breaths themselves. When we're faced with stress, when we're faced with conflict, by pausing for a moment to take three deep breaths, that simple act can create the space for mindfulness. It can create space for self-awareness. It can create space to allow us to step back from maybe an automatic reaction or an automatic like response, and it allows us to access the situation with greater clarity. And so the other piece of it with three deep breaths is it gives us that pause, but it also allows us to move into a place of thinking. So we can use this pause to reflect on what are our thoughts, what are our emotions, like what's our intention in all this. And this allows us to really consider how we might want to respond rather than react impulsively in situations. So by taking that three deep breaths, we can then pause and we can think, and we can also really cultivate this mindset of curiosity and also openness, and that we can uncover maybe new opportunities or possibilities or a new perspective on the challenging situation. So then the other thing he talks about, the three steps. So pause, he talks about pausing, the three deep breaths cause us to pause, gives us an opportunity to think about the situation. But then the third thing is it teaches us how we can act. How are we then going to act? So by taking those three deep breaths, it allows us to gain that moment of a clearer understanding of what's important to us. What do we value, right? And so what it does, it takes intentional action. We can then take intentional action in our life that's aligned with our goals, that's aligned with what it is that we value. And so we can approach challenges with a sense of integrity, and we can draw on our inner strengths, and we become more resilient. So just by taking three deep breaths, taking three deep breaths causes this amazing ability for us to then pause, to think, and then act. So we pause when we're faced with potentially stressful or challenging situations. and encourages us to become more mindful in the moment, to become more self-aware, and then to also think about it, connect to our emotions, our thoughts, and our intentions. So those three deep breaths just cause us to buy some space. And so we can see what's going on and look at new perspective and uncover new possibilities. And then to act with intentionality and in a way that feels aligned. So that's amazing, right? So these three deep breaths from his book, Thomas Crum, he really does integrate this simple but powerful approach to dealing with stress. And then this pause or these three deep breaths allows us to practice mindfulness. It allows us to incorporate mindfulness into our daily routines. So even if you know you're sitting at a red light and that's when you do three deep breaths, that can help us practice mindfulness. That can bring us into the present moment. That can kind of help us. So by taking those three deep breaths and incorporating them into our daily routines, that can really help us. That can help us cultivate more present moment awareness. And it actually can help us navigate stressors with greater ease and more grace. And so by taking these three deep breaths, it really does cultivate mindfulness. And it allows us to downregulate our nervous system. So the other thing that he talks about in his book, Three Deep Breaths, is this idea of embracing change. So what we want to do is view change as an opportunity for growth, as an opportunity for adaptation. So rather than seeing change as a threat and, oh my gosh, like what are we going to do and get stressed out about it, what he does encourage us to do is to start viewing change as an opportunity for growth and an opportunity to adapt in our life. And he does encourage us to embrace uncertainty with courage and flexibility and adaptability, that we have that capacity to be adaptable. And by recognizing that challenges, they often will lead to new things, to new insights, to breakthroughs. Like think about the last time that you had a huge challenge and a big change in your life. It's like, oh my gosh, like and you look on the other side of it. It's amazing that, you know what? I didn't wish that for myself, but now that I look back, holy cow, this is amazing. So you can see how just by embracing change is a wonderful way to help us manage stress as well. And taking those three deep breaths to just down regulate the nervous system and encourage flexibility and adaptability in the face of change. So he does talk about in his book, which I'm all about, is cultivating compassion. So take three deep breaths and just to be kind to yourself, to come into the present moment, and to also extend compassion and kindness to yourself as well as others. We all are going to go through struggle, through challenge, through stress. So we can cultivate and just take a moment to check in with our three deep breaths to cultivate self-kindness, self-compassion, and also compassion and understanding to others because we're all going to have difficult times. That's what it means to be human. And so recognizing that everyone faces struggles and everyone faces setbacks, and we can then offer support, we can offer understanding to others as well as ourselves whenever possible. So I love this. So three deep breaths offers a lot of practical wisdom, and it actually gives us something super tangible and actionable so that we can find more peace and we can find more power, our own power, and we can better align with possibilities and embrace change when we are faced with life struggles. So by cultivating these three deep breaths, it really does incorporate the principles of mindfulness and intentional actions in our daily life. And we can better navigate stress and we become more resilient and we can focus on navigating distress with grace and with greater clarity. And so, okay, so some of the things that really resonated with me that I found super interesting in this book was that he really does integrate this basic principle of Aikido, which is a Japanese martial arts focused on harmony and flow, and he incorporates it into stress management. He takes such like a common issue of stress And stress itself isn't necessarily bad because it can be motivating and can inspire action, but he does allow us to recognize that, okay, whenever there's conflict or strain or just challenge in our life, it's so interesting that we can, by just taking three breaths, as simple as that sounds, it is such a huge tool. Like, I forget to breathe all the time. I hold my breath. And this is a wonderful way to really create mindfulness, come back to the present moment, Andrea. Like, sometimes I'm off thinking about all the things I have to do, or like how I'm going to navigate this situation with the rumination of something. By just coming back into those three breaths is so great for cultivating mindfulness and just more self-awareness. So interesting. I love how he integrates that. Such a small thing we can do, but it can have such significant impact on our well-being. So the actionable item of this that really resonated with me is just that idea of like pausing, thinking, and acting, that those three breaths, taking three deep breaths, can be such a framework for me for handling stress. And this was really actionable, that like whenever I'm feeling challenged, to take those three deep breaths and just notice and now know that how it can help me just with pause and to help me think and to help me like check in with what I'm thinking, what my emotions are, and then how I can act in a more intentional way. And so those three deep breaths, so amazing, right? And we can incorporate this mindful practice into our life, into our daily routines. I love how he said, even like, you know, sit, when you're sitting at the red light or when there's traffic, or like, where can you have it in your life where you can take this technique of just three complete deep breaths? So powerful to cultivate present moment awareness and resilience. So the what was really, really meaningful for me is this idea of how he emphasizes in his book, Three Deep Breaths, to emphasize this approach to challenge. So sometimes we're told to breathe, you know, when you're feeling anxious, take breaths. But I just love how he really, what was meaningful to me is that it can allow us, by taking three deep breaths, it reminds us that we can better align with our actions. We can better align the way that we respond to situations that is more in line with our values, that's more aligned with our goals, and that it actually makes us feel a sense of, or recognize that sense and that opportunity for growth and for like removing ourselves from the situation a little bit, kind of buying time and space. That was so meaningful for me, especially when, you know, when face of uncertainty, that I like this concept. And it was really meaningful that we are flexible, we are adaptable, but sometimes it's as simple as just taking those three deep breaths to tap into our capability to pause and to think and then to act with integrity. So that's about it. Oh my gosh, I love it. Three deep breaths. This book is so good. Like, could this be the solution to our overwhelming stress that lies all over us? Like, it's amazing that it's all around us. It's such a simplistic view, and it's such a simple thing that we can do that has a huge, huge impact, right? So are you going to do it? Are you going to integrate this, right? Let's cultivate that inner peace. Let's cultivate resilience. Let's cultivate an alignment with our values, and just like amazing. So I really hope that you got a lot out of this. I hope that this was helpful for you. And that is it. That is the summary of this book, Three Deep Breaths, Finding Power and Purpose in a Stressed Out World by Thomas Crum. One of my favorite books, and I had to reread it because I was like, okay, yes, I got to remind myself to breathe. I was catching myself holding my breath. And so I really do encourage you to just pause and take those true three deep breaths. No right or wrong way to do it. Just take those deep breaths in. No judgment if you've been shallow breathing, or but just setting even a timer on your phone. So, so, so powerful. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you're enjoying this. I am going back to book summaries and sucking out the actionable nuggets again. And then I'm taking it one step further where we will turn these into guided meditations to really, really help us so we can solidify the key concepts into our lives. So thanks, everybody. Have an amazing day. If you want me to read a book, don't hesitate to reach out and just send me the books that you would love for me to suck out the actionable nuggets and share here. And yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of the Live Life Happy podcast. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit andreasidell.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit livelifehappypublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.